So the Torah tells us, V'achalta, V'savata, U'veirachta, that we have a mitzvah in our Torah to bench when you have an achila and you have a sevia. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether you need a kezayis or not. We paskin, like the opinion, you need a kedei sevia, and V'achalta, you need a ma'isa achila, V'savata, you got to be satisfied, and then U'veirachta. So the question is, what is the ikur and what is the tefillah? You need both, but is the achila, is the main thing with savata and achila is just a hecha timsa to get there? Or no, part of the requirement is you need a real halachic maisa achila. So my nafkamina, so the Chazon Ish raises an interesting question. He discusses a ger, that a ger, before he converts, has a big meal, you know, bread and everything, whether he has his pork chops, I don't know, but he has his last meal with bread, and even if he benches, it doesn't make a difference. And then he converts to Judaism, and now he's a Yid.
Huh? He's supposed to have a meal, or are you saying if he has
no,
a meal?
Oh. No. I was just kidding, he's getting his last meal, and you don't have to have a meal, but so, and then he becomes a Yid. And he's still full from the meal. So the shaila is he chayiv in benching min haTorah now? Is he chayiv to bench at all? So the Chazon Ish raises, he says, if it's the ikur is achalta, then he'd be pata, because there was no ma'isa achila. But if it's v'savata, so he definitely is savata, so maybe a ger should be chayiv, so he clears the shaila. It reminds me of another, a similar case, we'll see how similar, but the Gemara, it's similar because it involves a ger anyway. The Gemara in Yavama says, Machokes Rav Yochanan Reish Chokish. A ger has a guy, I should say, has a boy and a girl. It's a machokes, we pass them like Beisham, by Beisuel, you need a boy and a girl as opposed to two boys. But of course, as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, after 120 years, they'll ask you, Masakta Bapuravira. Obviously, you can't control the results. But your mitzvah is to try to have the kids anyway. So that's the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Hashem, you should say, or you have as many as you can. So the shaila is, let's say someone converts to Judaism and he already has a boy and a girl. Does he have to have another boy and a girl? So Rav Yochanan says no, he's Yotze. And Rish Lakish says he has to, right? Because Gersh and Itzkaya, Kakatan Shanola Dami, which is a kasha, what does Rav Yochanan say? But Lamaisa, we pass in like Rav Yochanan, that he's Yotze the mitzvah pru rabu with the kids he had as a guy. There's a good question. There's a further machlokes achronim within Rav Yochanan. Do the kids have to convert? So let's assume they converted. But even that would help according to Reish Lakish. But so let's assume they converted. So that's the shaila. So what do we see from this Gemara? It seems to be that if someone does a mitzvah in a state of exemption and later on becomes chayiv in that mitzvah, the mitzvah he did during the state of exemption can be mitzvah. That seems to be the implication from the Gemara here. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah which talks about Leil Pesach, eating matzah. Eating matzah Leil Pesach at the Seder Yavachiyav, eat a kezayis, a matzah, maybe more than one kezayis. So the Gemara's case is, and we all know that halacha is if you're a shota, a halachic shota, you're pater from matzah, you're pater from everything. So the Gemara's case is you're temporarily insane. So I'll make it simple. From 8 to 8:30, he's insane. From 8:30 to 9, he's sane. Let's assume the mitzvah begins at 8 o'clock at night. So at 8:15, he eats his kezayis a matzah, and he 8:45, he wakes up out of it and he's like sane. The shaila is, does he have to eat another kezayis samato? Do I say the kezayis samato he ate before his mitzvah? So the Gemara paskins, the Rambam paskins, it's a no-go. He must eat another kezayis samato. So we see from this Gemara, a mitzvah done in a state of exemption does not be mitzvah to count for the mitzvah later. So we have an apparent contradiction. So there are two ways to reconcile. Maybe there are many ways to reconcile, but two of the ways to reconcile is we could focus on the difference between the mitzvah pruah ravu versus matzah, or perhaps we could focus on the difference between a gai and a shota. So we'll start off with the distinction between matzah and pruah ravu. There's the famous minchas chinuch. You don't have to go too far to find it in halacha mitzvah aleph. You know, minchas chinuch is a, people think it's a commentary on the sefer chinuch. Really, it has nothing at all to do with the sefer chinuch. It's just a springboard. The sefer chinuch writes, and he goes on and writes his own things. It's a condominium of Torah Shabbat Peh. So, the minchas chinuch raises the question in mitzvah aleph, what is the nature of the mitzvah pruah ravu? Is it the asakta b'pruah, it's trying to have kids? Because it's not in your control. Obviously, to fulfill approval, you have to have kids. You're not going to get punished for not having, but is the mitzvah that basically is the ma'isa bia? Well, no, it's result-oriented. So it's a whole discussion, machlokes rishonim, but the minchas chinuch concludes it's result-oriented. The Gemara in Yevamos, that if you, even if you have a boy and a girl, but your kids, one of them, or both of them, die before you, you don't get the mitzvah. In other words, you have to have kids that outlive you for the pruah ravu. So therefore, the minchas chinuch shita is, it's a result-oriented mitzvah. And with this, he explains a difficult Ramah. The Ramah writes, regarding the mitzvah pruah ravu, he discusses, could you yotze the mitzvah pruah ravu with the mamzer? I don't mean a mamzer beheter. There are certain people who marry a mamzer. I'm talking about through an adulterous relationship, an arayas. So the Rama paskins, yes, he's not recommending it. It's a post facto legal question, but if one had a kid through an adulterous union, he gets the mitzvah pruah ravu. So they all jump on the Rama, and I mitzvah haba b'aveira. Like, what do you mean? How could you get the mitzvah of pruah ravu? I adultery, it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. So the Minchas Chinuch has a famous principle in Mitzvah Baba Avera. See, everyone agrees if it's a Mitzvah Baba Avera, it's a no-go. That's a separate discussion, Machlokes, two opinions in Tosfos, whether Mitzvah Baba Avera is Darabanan or not, but let's put that aside. Everyone agrees if it's a Mitzvah Baba Avera, it's a no-go. The question is, how do you define Mitzvah Baba Avera? So the Minchas Chinuch defines it as follows. Basically, you have to ask yourself one question. At the time I'm doing the mitzvah, am I involved in the aveira? If the answer is yes, it's a mitzvah baba aveira. If the answer is no, it's not. I think it's a Yerushalmi that writes two cases. He makes a distinction that Yerushalmi writes, if let's say matzah gezula. Well, he might use lulav gezula, but I'll use matzah gezula. But matzah gezula, they use leil pesach. So not only do you violate gezel, but you don't get the mitzvah. So it's a double negative. You might as well just not do it because you don't get matzah gezula eino yotze. However, the Yerushalmi writes, but if someone, well, he doesn't write this. He writes a different, I think he talks about Kriya on Shabbos, but I'll just keep it to matzah. If you left your matzah in shul, and there's no Erev, it's a Rishus HaRabim, and you carry your Machal Shabbos Minatorah, you carry the matzah to your house and you eat the matzah, so the lacha is you are Yotze. So what's the difference? How come when it comes to matzah gezula, we say a no-go? When it comes to Chilul Shabbos matzah, we say it's a go. So working with the Minchas Chinuch, very simple, because when it comes to matzah gzula, it's a mitzvah, the heishev et agzela. Every second you don't return the object, you're involved in the avera. The matzah is screaming, don't eat me, I'm stolen. So while you're eating the matzah, you're still involved in the mitzvah of gzela, so therefore it's a no-go. When it comes to Chilul Shabbos, there's no isra, there's no mitzvah on the matzah to keep Shabbos. And then the matzah didn't do anything wrong. When you were machal Shabbos, you could have machal Shabbos yesterday. or an hour ago, at the time I'm eating the matzah, I'm involved in the mitzvah of achilas matzah, Liel Seder, the Haggadah, so therefore it's not a problem. That's the yisod of the Minchas Chinuch. So he says, and that's the case, that's the pshat in the Ramah. The ma'isa bia you did 9 months earlier, you committed the adultery. But the mitzvah doesn't happen, according to those shittas that hold it's the ma'isa bia, so then it's going to be a mitzvah ba'aveira, according to the Minchas Chinuch. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, that the mitzvah is the result-oriented, so when I'm doing the mitzvah, I can be in shul davening, I can be learning. So therefore, we don't apply the principle of mitzvah ba'aveira, and that's the pshat in the Ramah, you can be yotze your mitzvah through the mitzvah, So that's the distinction here, the Minchas Chinuch writes. When it comes to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, why is it a no-go? Because the mitzvah mat is the ma'isa achila. So anytime, if the mitzvah is the ma'isa, the act, so at 8:15, after you swallow the matzah, you might be sick for a while, but you have nothing unless you're dehydrated. Speak to your doctor. But if you're eating the matzah, so you have nothing, at 8:45, there's nothing to show for it, so I have to eat another piece of matzah. Masha'en came, the Gentile had the kids are here, so therefore that's what the Minchas Chinuch reconciles the Gemaras, and therefore he says, so along those lines, if you learn with the Minchas Chinuch, so same issue, if the mitzvah is the Ma'isa Achila, so then obviously it's a no-go now, because you have nothing to show for it now that you're a guy. Not that you're a yid. But if it's a sviya, so therefore, you would be chayiv in mentioning if you weren't in the approach of the Minchas Chinuch. However, the Turi Avin has a different approach to reconcile the two Gemaras. He focuses on the difference between the mitzvah of Pruvu versus Matzah, but on the issue of a guy versus a shota. He gets into the whole discussion of mitzvah Srichas Kavana. It's the whole steer in the Rambam by the mitzvah Srichas Kavana, different Gemaras. Well, you'll hear a couple of Shiurim when we get close to Rosh Hashanah time on Shofar. So he says as follows. He learns the whole sugya is you need Kavana. So he says like this. He says, why is the case? Because even if you paskin, mitzvahs don't need Kavana. But if you're misasek, if you don't know what's going on, so then it's no good. Misasek is even less. You're not even aware that you're doing the mitzvah. So that's what the Turi Avin learns. It's the problem in the case of the shota, the case of matzah, is because there's no awareness. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing. And therefore, it's a misasek. It's much worse than mitzvah. It's not about in kavana. He doesn't know what he's doing in life. So therefore, it's a no-go. Masha'enki, when it comes to a guy, he knows. He knows he's living with his wife trying to have kids. He knows he's having kids now, so therefore, he says the case. That's why the case of Pru Ravu. He focuses on the issue of mitzvah srichas kavana versus misasek. So if that's the case, then so if you learn like the Turi Avin, it's the same thing. A guy knows he's eating, especially a ger who's about to become a Jew. He knows what he's doing. He's eating a meal, so therefore it depends on that. So I think so. Lamaisa, the chazanish is masupik, and I think lamaisa we. I would say, you know, you probably don't. I think he leans towards not benching, you know, because you need a mice. Because v'yachalta v'savata, he told, you need both. You need a mice achila together with the savata. And therefore, I think his conclusion is, which, you know, a ger would not make, would not do another or do a first berkat samazon. And Sim, we could go into it another time, but the Rabbi Kiva Eger gets into a similar, we'll see if it's similar or not, he gets into a similar shaila of a katan shehigdio. A katan has a full meal, whatever he has shown him and saw, whatever Bagado means, but he had a full meal before. And again, even if he benched, he was only chayim midrabanan. Now do we say these, again, do I say his benching count to midrabanan? Perhaps we can machal between that and a ger. And then third case we'll get into perhaps is a also, it's kind of like a different case as well. They discuss it more of an onen. An onen has a full meal. Like he has his bagel on lox before the funeral and the omelets. And then, you know, he doesn't do mitzvahs. And then when he comes back from the funeral, if he's still full from the meal, would he be, you know, would he be chayav and benching? So, right. You know, you know, they're all totally they're similar issues, but obviously we have to get into the nature. The chiyuv of a katan could be different than a ger, and an onin could be different than a katan. It's more of an analysis of how do we view an act of a katan, how we view an onin, and more the vachalta v'savata is the same.
You want to write, or you're okay?